hot mist rose from two large holes in the floor, swirling around whatever was nearby. Between the two holes was a large wheel, around which ran a gigantic chain. A tremendous black iron pot hung suspended from the chain over one of the holes. The other end of the chain disappeared through the other hole. Four armor-clad draconians, two of them swinging leather whips and armed with curved swords, stood around the pot. They were visible only briefly, then mist hid them from view. Tanis could hear the whip crack and a guttural voice bellowing,
"You louse-ridden dwarf vermin! What are you doing holding back there? Get into this pot before I flay the filthy flesh from your nasty bones. I..."
Huh? The draconian stopped in mid-sentence, its eyes bulging out of its reptilian head as Caramon emerged from the mist, roaring his battle cry. The draconian let out a yell that changed into a choking gurgle as Caramon grabbed the creature around its scrawny neck, lifted it off of its clawed feet, and hurled it back against the wall. Gully Dwarf scattered as the body hit the wall with a bone-crushing thump. Even as Caramon attacked, Sturm, swinging his great two-handed sword, yelled out the knight salute to an enemy and lopped the head off a draconian who never saw what was coming. The severed head rolled on the floor with a crunching sound as it turned to stone. Unlike goblins who attack anything that moves without strategy or thought, draconians are intelligent and quick-thinking. The two remaining by the pot had no intention of taking on five skilled and well-armed warriors. One of them immediately jumped into the pot, yelling instructions to its companion in their guttural language. The other draconian dashed over to the wheel and freed it from the mechanism. The pot began to drop through the hole.
"Stop it!"
Tanis yelled.
"It's going for reinforcements!"
"Wrong!"
shouted Tasselhoff, peering over the edge.
"The reinforcements are already on the way up in the other pot. There must be 20 of them."
Caramon ran to stop the draconian operating the lift, but he was too late. The creature left the mechanism turning and dashed towards the pot. With a great bound, it leaped in after its companion. Caramon, on the principle of don't let the enemy get away, jumped right into the pot after it. The gully dwarves cheered and hooted, some dashing over the edge to get a better view.
"Ugh, that big idiot,"
Sturm swore. Shoving gully dwarves aside to look down, he saw swinging fists and flashing armor as Caramon and the draconians flailed away at each other. Caramon's added weight caused the pot to fall faster.
They'll cut the lummoxed jerky down there,"
Sturm muttered.
"I'm going after him,"
he yelled to Tanis. Launching himself into the air, he grabbed hold of the chain and slid right down it into the pot.
"Now we've lost both of them," Tanis groaned.
"Flint, come with me. Riverwind, stay up here with Raceland and Goldmoon. See if you can reverse that damned wheel."
"No, Tass, not you."
Too late. The Kender, screaming enthusiastically, leaped onto the chain and began shinnying down. Tanis and Flint jumped into the hole too. Tanis wrapped his arms and legs around the chain, hanging on just above the Kender. But the dwarf missed his hold, landing in the pot helmet first. Caramon promptly stepped on him. The draconians in the pot pinned the warrior against the side. He punched one, sending it slamming to the other side, and drew his dagger on the other one as it fumbled for its sword. Caramon stabbed before the draconian could get the sword free, but the warrior's dagger glanced off the creature's armor and was jarred out of Caramon's grasp. The draconian went for his face, trying to gouge his eyes out with its clawed hands. Grabbing the draconian's wrists in a crushing grip, Caramon succeeded in wrenching its hands away from his face. The two powerful beings, human and draconian, struggled against the side of the pot. The other draconian recovered from Caramon's blow and seized its sword, but its dive for the warrior came to an abrupt halt when Sturm, sliding down the chain, kicked it hard in the face with his heavy boot. The draconian reeled backwards, the sword flying from its grasp. Sturm leaped and tried to club the creature with the flat of his sword, but the draconian thrust the blade aside with its hands.
"Get off me!"
Flint roared from the bottom of the pot.
Blinded by his helm, he was slowly being crushed by Caraman's big feet. In a spurt of ferocious anger, the dwarf straightened his helm, then heaved himself up, causing Caraman to lose his footing and tumble forward into the Draconian. The creature sidestepped while Caraman staggered into the huge chain. The Draconian swung its sword wildly. Caraman ducked, and the sword clanged uselessly against the chain, notching the blade. Flint hurled himself at the Draconian, hitting it squarely in the stomach with his head. The two fell against the side. The pot gained momentum, swirling the foul mists around them.